Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now
because God already knows that you have faith and you believe in Him and you believe that He can do anything that you ask Him to do. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with Caring and Sharing Ministries. I'm telling you, our God is an awesome God. And the great news is that everything we need and everything we're going to ever need has been supplied. He is a God of completeness. When He said it is finished, it was finished. And He nailed everything to the cross. Our infirmities, our weaknesses, our sins, by our stripes for healing, everything, period. And that's what we're going to talk about. The key to your deliverance is forgiveness. That's why Christ died, so that we could be forgiven for our sins. So why shouldn't we do like he did? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. He has supplied that for us, just for us to believe and to receive, not earn. You cannot earn that. You know, you can't earn grace. That's just the love that God has for us. I mean, he loved you before you were born. He loved you before the beginning of time, the beginning of the world. He knew who you're going to be, what you're going to be, and who and what you're going to be doing, and if you are going to be serving him or not. But he has made a way already. So there's nothing that's too difficult in your life that he cannot and has not already resolved. Yes, we have to go through life, living life. Life can appear to be pertinent with the things that arrive in our life, but the good news is we win. He promised it to be easy. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the prayers of the many are the afflictions of the saints, but the prayers of the righteous delivers them from how many? All. That's what I love about God. He's all powerful, all omniscient. That means he knows everything and all present. There's nothing that he is not the all of. Our subject is the key to your deliverance, again, is forgiveness, the key. Yeah, because God's already forgiven us. Why can't we forgive others and forgive ourselves? That's what makes life tough, is when you don't want to do what God says. He already has it remedied. He already has it worked out. But are you willing to step back from your logical self? Love God and obey God. Well, that just doesn't make sense to me. So how much sense is it that you think you have? Do you think your sense is above God? I've even heard people say, well, you know, if God is mean and things happen in the Old Testament like that, well, I don't want to serve a God like that. Really? Same God that made you, same God that created you, same and only God is going to keep you. God is the God of his word. You run a red light and you get caught, you're going to pay a ticket. It's just that simple. There is recompense for what you do. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Look at yourself. Don't look at God to blame him. He's perfect, not having any problems. Guess what? He's not having struggling days like some of us. He's not having it. And we don't have to sit in the midst of a struggle. Is the struggle there? Yes. Will it remove eventually? But you don't have to sit in the midst of it and be overcome. I was speaking with someone earlier this week, and I said, this has happened. Now this has happened. Next day, would you believe this has happened? I mean, it really was compounding. And to listen to the compounded things that happened in their life, it would just be stressful. And they knew that, you know, when it happens, it's always bad. And what am I to do? I said, you still have to trust God. I said, the things that you're going through, you're not the only one. We all have those same struggles. Yes, we do. But it is a choice in that struggle, if you give that struggle over to him and look to him to resolve that for you and not blame yourself, because that's what it comes to do. The devil comes to kill and to heal and to steal and destroy. Not heal, excuse me. To kill and to steal and destroy. God is the one that heals. But you've got to look to God for your resources. What it looks like is not what it has to stay or be, because God has already made a way out if you don't allow yourself to fall in depression and despair. So we're going to go to our scriptures, the little imagery I have, which you can find on Facebook. Choosing to forgive unlocks the cell to the prison inside of your heart. It sets you free. And I mean, you have to forgive that situation that's happening right then, there, and now, that would just seem like it would just overcome you. You're like, I don't know how I'm going to make this. I thought this was happening, and now this more is happening. What am I to do? The same thing. Fall on your face, like the song says, all older men would praise the Lord for his wonders works for them. Use your memory. Think about the good things that God has done for you in the past. Encourage yourself and say, if he did that then, I know he can do this. I believe he can do this now. It comes to grow you. All right, our scripture text that I chose is from Psalm 111th Psalm. And the interesting thing about this, one night while I was sleeping, I heard God say 111. Okay, 111. Later on, 111. I'm like, I don't know what that means. So when I got up, the only thing I thought to research was that, well, Psalm has a lot of chapters in it, so let me look up 111. And 111th Psalm, I'm doing a little backwards here. The last verse in it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Ooh, I just got a little revelation right there. And it's praising those forever. Oh my goodness, I haven't seen that before. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, so if you fear God, you reverence him, you believe that what he says is truth. And that's how you begin to get wisdom. But after that, it says, look, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Whoa, I hadn't seen that before, and I've read it, hadn't understand. But here, we're saying, why does this happen? I don't understand this in my life. You think this was it. I've been trying. But it's, the scripture says here, you will get a, hallelujah, you will get a good understanding. See, when you fear the Lord and you love the Lord, you trust the Lord, oh, you're not blaming the Lord. Hello. One of the same clients would say, well, I just can't hear from God. He's really not talking to me. I said, that's probably because your fussing is roaring louder than his voice. Hello. How are you expecting to hear from him when you're complaining so loud? I don't understand this. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. This is going wrong. That's going wrong. How is that supposed to open up an avenue of your understanding? You really, I discovered that back in college. I was trying to get some answers from God, and I just couldn't get the answers. I'm like, well, I don't understand this, blah, 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 blah. It never happened until I believed. Hello, what did I just say? It never happened. My understanding never had clarity until I just gave up and said, you know what? I'm not going to get it, so forget it. So I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to take you at your word, and I'm just going to believe that. And bam, the understanding went beep, clear as day. So in conclusion to that, when you don't believe and you don't trust, when you don't fear God, you're not going to have an understanding, because basically you don't want one. You just really want to fuss. And he's telling me all along, but I can't receive it because I don't believe it, you know? You have to believe it in order to receive it. So that's why it says the fear. So now that I started backwards, let's go back up to the top. All right, first verse in the 111th Psalm. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. There's your key. You can't praise him when you're mad at him. Because you're angry. You don't understand why. And you're blaming God. You never thought about looking at yourself. No, I know. But we could have shown that. The praising him is the evidence that your faith is working. When you fear him, you believe him, and then you can relax in peace. Well, hello. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. This word is just so good, God. It's awesome. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Oh, in front of who? That be everybody. Most of the time, you stop people, how are you doing? You will not believe my day. Blah, 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 blah. That's what they say in the congregation. They are not lifting up the Lord. They're not lifting up his word. They're complaining. How's that working out for you? The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Hey, all the moon, praise the Lord. Goodness and mercy. All the moon, praise the Lord. Wondrous works to them. It says that his works are wondrous. That's what you're supposed to talk about. How good he is. That's how you get productivity. Talk about his goodness. I remember in college when things would happen, I'd be just compounded with more than I felt I could handle. Somebody would come along, Lord, with a worse scenario than I had. And I had to encourage them in the Lord. I'm like, okay, let me set my little stuff aside here and encourage them in the Lord and tell me about God's goodness. And upon doing that, I would feel better. My stuff would seem minute, and I knew I was going to be delivered just from praising God and talking about him in the congregation of the people. 3, his works are honorable and glorious. Righteousness endures forever. I still talk about his goodness, how great he is, how honorable he is, how glorious he is, how his righteousness. Talking about God. Woo! Makes you feel better. He has made his works, wonderful works, to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Now, he's letting us on, hello, I'm God, I'm full of compassion, I'm great, I'm good. Wow. Everybody feels good when you give them compliments. Lisa, in case you don't know what to say about me, let me get your heads up here. I'm gracious. I'm full of compassion. And I have wonderful work. That's my MO. That's my resume, in case you just forgot. Woo, hallelujah. He has given meat unto them that fear him. Oh, here we go again. You trust and fear the Lord, his name will make sure you have all the meat you need. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. That means his promises to you are always in the forefront. He didn't forget. He didn't set you aside. Not like us. Man, I was going to do this. I forgot. I'm telling you, God will protect you and he'll keep you. And he'll help remind those people who promised to do stuff and didn't and they forgot because they got busy. He did that for me the other day. I had something crucial. Crucial to me. Obviously not crucial to the person who promised they'd get it done that day. And I just knew it was done. I mean, I just knew it. So I called the next day for something else, for clarification. Turned out they hadn't done a thing. Well, I got busy and I didn't do it. I'm like, what? Excuse me? I was expecting that today in the mail. And you didn't even do it? And then they asked me for some descripts. And I said, oh, my God, they didn't even start to write it. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, God was gracious and compassionate towards me. And he had me call them for another reason. And then I found out they had done nothing. So I said, look, here's the remedy. I'm about solutions. Do this, this, da, da, da. And I'll have it here in 10 minutes. And so we got that together, and it was done. But I would not have known. I would have been sitting, waiting for something that was crucial for me. But my God had compassion on me because he knew my status and where that was in my life for me and how I needed it now because you promised it now and you did nothing now. Ha! But if you worship and praise God, he's a protective God. And he loves what you love. He cares about what a machine, what you care about. Woo! I'm telling you, this is what makes life easier. 5. He have given meat unto them. Oh, I said that. Okay, so then we're on 6. He showed his people the power of his works, and he gave them their heritage of the heathens. Hello. He remembered his promises. He said, I have a rich lay-up stuff for you. You don't have to toil over it. I've already given it to you. Like he told Joshua, everywhere your feet shall trod, it'll be yours. He didn't have to toil for that. It was already his. He had to go fight for it. But he fought knowing that he had already won. 7, the works of his hand are verity and judgment, true, honest, validated. All his commandments are true. Let me tell you about who I am, the God that you're serving. Okay. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and righteousness. How can you pass up all of this goodness that God has for us? Woo! At our hand, at our beckoning. He died to give us this. We can't earn this. Give us this. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. To stand fast forever and ever. And they are done. Ooh, this makes you just want to sit down and cry. In truth and righteousness. I mean, look at how he layers with validation upon validation upon validation. He says they stand fast forever and ever. I don't quit. And they're done in truth and uprightness. You can trust me. He sends, here's more. He sends redemption. He's taking you out of your mess and bringing you to where you should be. Unto his people. He commanded his covenant, as his promises. Holy and reverent. Jesus is his name. And then the 10th verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a good understanding have all that I do. His commandment and his praise shall be here forever. And my subtopic was, there's freedom and forgiveness. Man, if you forgive, you open up the door, open up the heart to your door, unlock it, so that all this goodness that God already died for, he's already done this. Why are you up toiling, trying to redo? I mean, serious? How effective is that? Not. Just let it go. And I'll say this and let this go. I've created this phrase and it's working for me. I forgive that. I forgive them. When I have thoughts that come to my head about some of the painful things that happen, I say, oh, I forgive that. And then I say, Lord, number two. Number one is I forgive that. Number two is thank you for the growth that's not painful anymore. And I let it go. And I move on. It'll come back again. Oh, I forgive that. Oh, I let that go. I mean, because you know, our minds, they're wonderfully made, but the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing. But those thoughts just come. You got to edit them, get go, let them go, and turn it and make it new. So edit by saying, as soon as it comes, don't even let the sentence finish in your head. I forgive that because your deliverance is in your forgiveness. And if they keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, the same one, you know you're not doing a good job of letting that go, okay? So you need to pray a little bit more on that and say, Lord, I really need to release this. Show me how. But in my heart, that's what I want to do. And that's Jesus' greatness and compassion for us. He knows that. Woo! He said he supplied all your needs according to his riches and glory. My God's rich. I don't know who you serve, but my God, everything I need, he's already supplied it. It's mine, but for me, believing and receiving. And I'll end with saying, God saying, and he said, I always send out healing, but it's not always received. So pray that once you believe and you forgive, you believe that it's done. Separate from the east as far as from the west, like God does. And you can receive all the abundant blessings, covenants, and promises God has for you. Who could have seen that? Be blessed in Jesus' name.